Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Melissa's out today. She'll be back next week. And I'm taking this hour to just really dive into an interview between Catherine Austin Fitz and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, both women, great women, smart women. And I'll tell you, there's some things that should jar maybe the thinking a little bit and get us to think a little bit outside the box as far as what the end game here is. Make sure you go over to Balance of Nature, Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is a wonderful, wonderful food supplement, and it has 31 fruits and vegetables in it. So you're taking this daily, three little capsules of fruits, three little capsules of veggies, but you know you've got that intake of nutrients all the time, and it goes through such a great process by which they dehydrate that down into these caplets, and they're taking the very, very best fruit and veggies that is chemical-free. So you just can't go wrong. Go to balanceofnature.com. It's an amazing supplement. You'll love this. You'll feel better. In about 2 weeks, you're going to feel totally different, and you'll recognize it. Everything will look better. Your skin, your hair, everything. But on the inside, can you imagine? So make sure you get over there to balanceofnature.com. Put in my name, Kate, and that is your coupon code. My first name, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. But do it, order it. You'll be so happy you did. You'll thank me for this one. Highly, highly recommend it. Okay, let me go and play just a little bit more. And the reason when I opened the show, I talked about Operation Warp Speed is I think it's a very telling name for how quickly this is coming at us without testing. And I think that could there be a little bit of reverse psychology with this? You know, when Trump talked about Space Force, and I'll do a show on Space Force, but when it was talked about in the press that he had created Space Force, that actually wasn't true. There was a hacker a long time ago back in the beginning. Wasn't it like 2000? Way back in 2000, I can't remember the year, but this guy, Gary McKinnon, had actually hacked into the computer servers and went through a long, lengthy court system all the way for about 10 years where they were trying to extradite him back here. But he had already kind of uncovered the fact that they had been using a black budget for all of these types of things. And so sometimes, you know, when I had heard that Trump actually was trying to expose the black budgets that were being used by bringing up Space Force, it kind of put a different spin on it. So just kind of thinking outside the box a little bit with this, you never know. You never know. Could it be a little bit more of reverse psychology? Because he keeps, you know, there is still that out there where he's saying, you know what, I don't think people are going to want this, and for good reason as well. But yes, it does seem like he's being a cheerleader right now, which can be very depressing if you think that he's actually all on board. But I don't know how a guy that's all on board I know how he feels about vaccines. He was saying it for years. So maybe it is reverse psychology. Okay, let's talk about the trick. Let's talk about the trick in these vaccines. This is Catherine Austin Fitz. Here we go.
Happened. I was reading Mary Holland's 2012 piece she did for the Yale Journal on the history of, you know, it's basically the case law on vaccine law. And for about the last year, I've had this, I'm a very intuitive person. I've had this free-floating anxiety. Something is deeply wrong, and I'm dealing with a deep state trick, and I'm being played, and I have, you know, I can't see it. I know there's a duck in the bush, but I'm like, I'm getting played. Where is it? Where is it? I got to figure this out. So I'm reading Mary's thing. I'm reading it, and then I realize, wait a minute, all this protection for what Gates and Operation Warp Speed, all this protection for the new financial system, you know, and what I tell people is injectable credit cards are not vaccines. So why should injectable credit cards, or why should bio-waste, or why should gene alteration have the protection of these laws and the compensation fund? Because they're not medicine. And that's when I realized that's the trick. That's the trick. What they've done is they've said, if we can get the protection of medicine under the law and under the Victims Compensation Fund, we can get away with murder.
Literal murder.
We can experiment. We can turn them all into guinea pigs. Because part of this, remember, from their goal, this is transhumanism. I want to be able to use robots and cyborgs and human in the same taxation and labor systems. I can save several $1 trillion by getting them integrated into one system. That's a huge moneymaker for me. And so what do I need to do that? And a lot of these things are experimentation to figure out how you're going to make that integration work. So I looked at this and I said, this is a fraud because they're not medicine. If you define legally as a vaccine, and I think most people think of vaccine as a medicine, a medical.
Yeah, it's a medical procedure.
So it falls under,
you know, it's a procedure because you're injecting something, right? And so it does fall under that. And people have come to falsely believe that vaccines are safe, which they're not. They keep you from getting sick, which they right. don't. They've completely and thoroughly been tested so that they cause no problems, which is a lie. And they've right. become kind of a wrap their head around thinking that a vaccine is as good for you as a shot of B12 and is as benign for you as a shot of sterile water.
That was internist Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Very, very interesting, right? Okay. And then she goes on to talk a little bit about the particles where there's no liability, the particles in these things. Because remember how I said, you know, Windows is, they were connecting the dots with the name Windows that Bill Gates brought us and the sort of merging of machine and man, right? And also a data. Here's my data NSA backdoor. You can just look at everything on our computers and on our phones. But are they doing the same thing with our brains? Is this the same kind of thing? It's not medicine. So what is it? What are they doing? Here you go.
So the question is, because I think there are two issues here. One is the digital technology, and then the other is the gene manipulation. You know, and they're two distinctly different things, and we're both at risk from both of them. And I don't know how you would define the nanoparticles, if they would fit into those two categories, or there's a third category.
Well, the nanoparticles, I think, would just be an ingredient, because think about like all the aluminum and mercury, those are particles. So, and they're already thoroughly entrenched in vaccines. In fact, if a child is fully vaccinated from birth to 18 years of age, they get almost 12,000 micrograms of aluminum injected, you know, which gets picked up by the white blood cells and carried into various places, including across the blood-brain barrier. And so I think the nanotechnology, the nanoparticles, and the things that that Corvelva discovered, have you read the Corvelva report?
Yeah.
You know, and all the things that are there that aren't supposed to be there, and things like stainless steel particles and all this other stuff that's inside of these vaccines. And they found, psychotropic drugs inside of the Gardasil vaccine. And,
right.
and so, you know, there's no liability. And that's what we started earlier about talking about the PREP Act. What I've been trying to tell people is that they can literally put anything in that solution that they want, and anything. Right. So the nanobots, the little bots that they talk about, any sort of AI technology, frequencies, they could put frequencies in there, anything, and they have complete liability protection for this. So all of these people who are terrified, scared to death of this coronavirus, and they want to run to the head of the line to get this vaccine, Well, you know, I hope you have your financial affairs in order before you do that.
So normally when you call something something, you're describing both what is it is and what the intention is. And so, you know, it's funny, Rappaport and I were trying to describe this, and we were referring to it as cybervax because we just didn't have a name for it.
Yeah, and more like a biological weapon thing. In fact, if you think about warp speed, it's not a very great name, is it, for something that is supposed to be medically tested, right? Because aren't you basically saying the opposite? We're going to get this to you at warp speed. We're not going to go through all the proper channels. We're not going to do any, you know, anything that's going to be a benefit to you. We're just going to get it to you. So that's kind of interesting. And no, I'm not trying to give Trump a pass when I say that. I'm just pointing out that he has used reverse psychology before. So I guess I couldn't put it past him when I look at that kind of name. It's a very interesting name to me. But yeah, this has been just a strange year. But let me give you this couple of minutes on the financial end of things, the financial market. And this is Catherine Austin Fitz. Here we go.
This is a current state. This is an economic war. It's all about, and think of it this way, you're trying to get the old to extend because the old was coming down too fast and you didn't have the new in place. And what you've got is the Anglo-American Alliance is trying to preserve its control of the global financial system. So you've got to keep the dollar going. And this has done a remarkable job of backing up the Chinese and keeping the dollar going. And if you look at how the treasury markets and the different markets performed, you know, it's like a steroid. It's a short-term fix and it's working as a short-term fix. But you've got to get the new system in place. And one of the things you've got to do, the Chinese aren't going to take, you know, $5 more trillion to float our false prosperity. So the question is, how are you going to deal with the American people when the, you know, when you pull all the air out of the balloon? So the idea is you go from having an open currency system to you chip everybody. And then you have, you know, you basically kill currency at the retail level, and you go to a credit system where everybody has a credit on the company store, and if they don't behave, but it's much more sophisticated and complex than they ever described in the Bible. And I, you know, the way I make it simple is, you know, Bill Gates put crappy software in all our computers. We had to update it constantly because there was always a new virus to be afraid of. And he gave a back door to the NSA and, you know, all the folks. And their business was surveillance capitalism. They just want to take the model and do it to our brains and our bodies. And DOD, that's why DOD is involved in Operation Warp Speed.
And that's also why, you know, why they called it Windows for a reason, right?
It's the one-way mirror.
Yeah. Scary. You know, there's so much of this. We're working with a very, very big club of people that have been working together for a long time behind the scenes. And along with the British Crown, along with all these different entities that do not have your welfare. Your welfare. I read an article the other day that said, and it really, really was going off about the general welfare and how this was all part of the general welfare. It has nothing to do with welfare, our general welfare. It has every single thing to do with co-opting what an emergency is, co-opting what medical means, and delivering something that they're going to make a profit on that could actually harm us, or they could actually get something from us. Because if you follow these people at all, you know that they want something from this. You know, when they do the testing, like strep throat, why don't they just test like strep throat, where they just dab the back of your throat? If you can give it to somebody so easily that you have to mask up and wear a hazmat suit and go 6 feet away from somebody, then it should be so easily transmissible they could stick a swab in your, just barely in your throat and get what they need to, just like for strep throat, as they have for decades. Why are they going so far into the nasal cavity? Could they be getting something? Could they be getting better DNA? Could they be building a DNA base? Who knows? See, I can't put anything past these people because they're very insidious. All of them want depopulation. Now the World Bank has said basically that COVID's going to end not until 2025. Basically, they were already handing out money, as documents have shown, that from 2018, when we didn't even have COVID-19, and presumably it was just named in February. How did they know 2 years ago? all of the sudden, AP puts out all these documents about the fact that Bill Gates's vaccine program is failing in polio, for polio, because it's actually causing polio and all kinds of other things going on, cancer, death, all kinds of other things. It's not solving anything. It's causing the ailment. And so all of this is coming to light. Look at all the exposure on these people. Because everyone's going, now, wait a minute, what am I taking? What am I doing? What is this? They're starting to look at Bill Gates with a big, huge glass, you know? They're starting to look at Fauci. More and more has come out about Fauci and Gates and all the, and Birx and all these people that have been working together for a really long time. All these vaccination companies, these pharmaceutical companies. We're starting to get a real glimpse of who we're dealing with in society and the stuff that they're doing and saying. And you know what? It's opening up a lot of eyes. And so is the narrative imploding around us? All this will take is us finally taking off the mask in America. Finally taking off the mask. That's the first step. Then the rest is gravy. The rest is you finally start to realize, you look around, people aren't dying, you start to realize how played you've really been this whole time. And then you start to go, oh my gosh, these people want some hideous, hideous things. And so that's the only way to stop all this. Otherwise, we're going to go into another lockdown in the fall. And by the fall, I mean like pretty soon here. Anyway, I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Catch my a couple of clips on Brock and the gang, his parents and everything else, and catch those on katedalyradio.com. All right, I'll be right back.